We are in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Let us start from Vehosanya. This is around from the Gemara. It's the five lines from when the Gemara starts. Vehosanya benichuse huapitropin termin umaisrin lahachil veloy lahaniach. That an apotropis of Yisoymim is permitted to be mafresh trumas and maisres, and we had mentioned yesterday there's a big problem. One is not permitted to be mafresh on tvue that's not shaloi. So we hear a few mahalchim, either hefker bezen hefker, and Chazal were mafker the tvue of the yisaimim that it should belong to the apotropis. It works with schiye, schiye lav mitam shliches, or anan yad asoy, yesoymim anan. That, bekitzel, the apotropsim have a koyach to be mafresh trumas and maisres, but it matters, lahachil, not veloy lohaniach. That means if there is a need now that the yesoymim have to eat this tvue, so then then the bekoyach, this is letoivas a yesoymim, then the bekayach to be mafresh trumas and maisres. Lohaniach, that it is not needed now. They just want to be mafresh the trumas and maisres, that later, after 10 years, we'll know it's mufresh. Then they should not be mafresh. Then when the yisaimim will become gedolim, they'll then be mafresh. Umoichin lahem. Now, the apotropsin are bekayach to sell for them. Beheime, avodim, ushvachais, batim, sodais, uchromim, lahachil. Also, they're permitted to sell, even though it doesn't belong to them, belongs to the yisoymim, but letzoyrech hayisoymim, they need money to purchase food, so a male is allowed to sell the commodities that they possess, avodim, shvachais, batim, sodais, avaloi lahaniach. But laniach stamazoi that there should be money around. Avoloi laniach, so Rashi says, shema yignoivu. What do you have if you have money? It might get stolen. Inami mishum shvach beis avion noive kovet ulehem. This is bechlau, this is a kovet for them, that these houses belong to the mishpoche. It's from der. The karke, the houses belong to the mishpoche. So memele, so you're not allowed to sell it. If there's a need, they need food, so then you sell it. But like this, you leave it in the mishpoche. Ba'oisin lahem lulev va'arove v'suke v'tzitzes. And they make for them the ma'aged alulev, and they purchase a lulev for them by stois. Va'arove, lulev is a mitzvah. The Reise the first day, the Rabbon on the other days, Barov is a minig neviim, v'suke v'tzitzes, v'chol dobo sheyesh loy kitzve. This is a mitzvah, there's a kitzve, there's one lulav, one suke, there's a tzitzes. So you take from their money, this is called a tzorech of the Yisoymim, And you take from their money and you purchase this for them. V'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzve lasuye shofar. You buy a shofar also for them. What's the chiddush of shofar? Shofar is no. Who says they need a shofar? Shofar only have to hear the keil. Rishlam alulav. No, you need lachem. So memela, but a shofar they can listen to someone else's shofar. No, this is also if the apotropsim feel that it would be good, they have a shofar. Say ma'isadam ha'shayfa. V'loich kolam sefer teire, tvilin, u'mezuzes, v'chol dovo sheesh lo kitzve, lasuye megillah. V'chol dovo, again, megillah is also a revusa. Who says they need a megillah? A megillah, they can listen to someone else, he learns the megillah. So no, this is also if the apotropos feels there's an inyan that they should have a megillah, he buys a megillah. V'ein poiskin aleihem tzedokeh, Vein poitin aleihem es hashvuyin, v'loi kol dovo she'ein loi kitzve, la'asuyei tanchumei anveilem. Let us see exactly what it says now. So a davar sheyesh lei kitzve, there's a certain amount, you buy a lulav, finish, so you have, till next year, you have a lulav. I mean, till next year, sukkah, so I buy a lulav. This is a davar, it's a davar kotzuv. Tzedakeh, so Rashi says, ein lo kitzve, do b'chol shaito kaimi ani. I mean, say, look, every day, yeah, someone's ringing the bell, is knocking on the door, lighted his aniyim. Nimtzu nichseyem kolam. So memela, you'll start giving tzedakah from the nichsei ayesayimim, so finished, that's nichseyem kolam. So they won't have anything left. This is a daily occurrence. So I'd like to mention two things on this halacha. There's a very interesting Tshuvas Marit. The Marit brings down, there was a Mirdike Shaila. There was a Shaila that there was a Yosem that an Apotropos was Megadol, the Marit is in Tshuva Kufchav Zayin. An Apotropos was Megadol a Yosem. Then Nebuchadnezzar became sick. So the Apotropos held, no, he became sick. Mishtadol Zayin, he should become healthy. So the Apotropos went and started giving a chelik of the Yerusha he gave for Hegdish, for Tzedakah. Tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves. He was that the Yosem should get healthy. Lemaise, the Yosem was nifter. And the next Yerush came to the Apotropos and Shuldik Rabbi Yid. He had no right to do what you did. It says you don't, an apotropos has no right to give tzedakah. That was the shaila that was posed to the marit. So the marit says, and shuldigt. He says, here, tzedakah Rashi says it's a davar shaila kitzis. Amaza, you're giving money because aniyim are coming. That's a davar shaila kitzis. But here he's giving money because he wants the child to get gesund. I mean, he's giving for a purpose that the child should get gesund. So memela, that's called a davar sheyesh lo kitzve. That means this is not, there's a certain matzav, refu is not every day. There's a certain matzav he's sick. So memela, this is called a davar sheyesh lo kitzve, and he paskin faket apotropos had a right to give it. Now, I hear a shtikel ha'ore on Rashi. Rashi says, why don't you give tzedakah? So Rashi says, b'chol shaita kaim aniyim. It's ein lo kitzve. Nimtzu nichseyim kolam. That means you'll give to every yoni. So nichseyim kolam. So I had a ha'ore in Hilchos Tzedakah. The Mechaber says la'olam ein odim mani min ha'tzedakah. And he brings a posik v'hoya ma'isei ha'tzedakah sholem. Is a psahavtoche. We're not speaking about that he's giving on a cheshbon. He's giving, that means what a normal person would give for tzedakah, he's also giving. He's giving from the nichsei yisayimim. Here, all of a sudden, Rashi says, you'll start giving tzedakah, nichseyim kolam. So, why is it nichseyim kolam? There's a havtoche. Ein odom ma'ani min tzedakah. So I thought perhaps it's nitin lehe omer that that's a bazundere havtoche v'hoya maisei hatzdoke sholoim that fakert that if a person gives tzedoke is mekayim the mitzvah of tzedoke in odom mani min hatzdoke. He's giving the right amount of tzedoke, nothing bad will happen. V'hoya maisei hatzdoke sholoim. That's from the schusim of the mitzvah tzedoke, of maisei tzedoke. But Bemis and Dektanim. This is not called tzedakah. This is called, loymi boy, if you learn the mitzvah of chinuch, is bechlau not on the cotton. And if you learn the mitzvah of chinuch, is on the cotton, he's not mechuyim in mitzvahs. He has to be margul himself. The get of chinuch is, you should know what to do when you'll get older. But he's not mechayim mitzvahs. It's not a maisa mitzvah by a cotton. He's a labach yuve. It's not a mitzvah. It's a maisa hergel. The haftoche, that ain't other money min hatzdoke, there's a kiyum of tzdoke. If there's no kiyum of tzedakah, he's not mekayim mitzvah of tzedakah, then Rashi says, in the same column, then who knows what'll happen. You'll get, if you, well, you're maisa tzedakah sholem. If you're doing a maisa tzedakah, that's called, then, no, no, in other ma'ani. But this is not called a maisa tzedakah. So then someone was ma'ira, so if it's not tzedakah, so what's pshat in the marit? The marit went, you gave tzedakin, and it's a dover, she yesh like kitzve, and tzedakin tatzel mimoves, so it could be that there's two inyonim. In tzedakin, there's two inyonim. There's one inyon, the te'elis of the oni. Rashi says in Chumash, nofal, prute miyodoi, reizem izborech, we learn that from Shikre. There was no maisa tzedakah over there. He didn't give anything. No, through his money, Anoni became, Anoni got money through him. Your money was mechay Anoni. Reizem izborech. So that's the schus that what Anoni was nene min chasecha on a maisa tzedakah. Mizborech, and could be a bad stocket tatzel mimovitz, vakel, stocket moirdike, koiches, duch dem, you were machaye anoni, so the bunch will also be machaye you. That's that, obel, could be this din, and other mani min atzdoke, voye mais atzdoke sholem, this is a different din, this is a halache, you're giving tzedoke will not be machase you. There could be, you need a mais atzdoke tak of a godel. If it's only a hergel of a cotton, could be it's, then it's Moiseyim Kolim. Now, it says three things you don't do. Vein poiskem aleim tzedakah, it's a dover shein lekitzve, vein poidem aleim es ha-shvuyim, v'loi kol dover shein lekitzve, la'asuyei tanchumei anveilim. Now, what's tanchumei anveilim? So the Yaidit says, the minig used to be, when they used to be Nachum Ovel, they used to bring food and wine to Nushay Chaloive. They used to bring food in the Beis Evel. So Mamela also, you don't do this with them. This is a Dover Shein Lekitzvah. The Ein Apetrupin Rashoin Lodoin Lachoiv Velischois Benichse Yisaymin. The Apetrupim are not permitted to go to Adin Torah. Lochoiv veliskois. Sai lochoiv. Lochoiv the yisaimim. And sai liskois for the yisaimim. Benichse yisaimim. Fek the gemore liskois amai loy. Why can't they be going to the entire liskois? Let's see Rashi. Lodain im baldin shal yisaimim. Hapo lo oire anichseye. And there, the Shema Yischaivu betaynei seyim. So Memela, so it's not a schus for the Yisaimim that the Apotropsin should be Baligvor. Look, sheyigdolo Yisaimim yadaynu imay. That's lochay. That we understand. Baliskois, amay lo yadaynu imay imdonu. If there was a din v'nizdachu a Yisaimim, the Yisaimim won, amay lo have a din, why isn't it called a din? So the Gemara says, "Ela lochayv al menas liskeis." So what does that mean? Lochayv al menas. Rashi says a very interesting pshat. Rashi says, "Ela hochi koma, ein rashoim lodoin lochayv al menas liskeis. Im donu kidei liskeis. They came into the din Torah with an intentions to win for the Yisaimim." They came to gain money for the assignment. And Lamaisev and Ischaivu, and they lost it in Torah, and the Ischaivu is Ein HaYisayimim Nifsodim. So that means if the Psak, that means we're making a Din Torah, and if the Psak somehow will be against the Yisayimim, so the Psak is not Kayim, because for Choyv Apetropim are not Oymed B'mokim HaYisayimim. Ve'ein apetropim rashoin limker berochaik ve'ligel bekorev. They're not permitted to sell a karke that's far away and to purchase a karke that's close. That means, in Shulchan Aruch, it seems limke baroche kedei legal bekorev. That means they want to sell a karke far away, and it'll be more convenient now to have this close karke. Or beroch, they'll sell a schwache karke, an inferior karke, a legal biyofe. My time, the dilme mishtatfen. That means we're playing with money, with the chosim of Yisraimim, and one can never know. There are factors which can come about, which the new purchase could become mishtadif, it gets flooded, it can get niskalkel. So one doesn't know all factors involved. It looks to be like a good investment to purchase a korif, to purchase a yofe, but one is not aware of the kilkulim which might come about because of this purchase. And since it's possible that kilkulim could come about, so we have a klal sheiv al tasa odif, so leave things the way they are. Since we can never be assured that this is take the right move to do, and this move will be a teva for the assignment. Ve'ein apetropim rashoim limker sodois velikach avodim, avol moichin avodim veloichin behem sodois. Now, one is not permitted to sell a sod and to purchase an eved. Why? And so the Marsha explains that the possibilities of kilkul exist greater by a boss of a dom than by a sod. That means that true, could be the sod will be nishtadif. But there's many more kilkulim which a person is susceptible to. He can get sick, he can die. I mean, there's so many things that can happen to an eved. So mele, if we are thinking of what could happen, so there are more hefseidim which are olul to occur by an eved that can occur by a karka. Karka binishvi loyla memedes. So mele, so therefore one should not sell asode for avodim. But leidach he said, one can sell avodim to purchase asode because there's less kilkulim. And Rab Shimon Gamliel Leimar, af loy limker avodim v'likach sodeis, my time dume loy mishafim. There's something perhaps that is more shchiach by sodeis than by avodim, could be the etzem bailus of the karke. If you'll buy a karka, could be later there'll be an irur on the karka. You don't know what you're getting into. So memele, so could be the meichel sell, and later someone will come and say that it's a sodik zule. So don't get involved. If you have avodim, leave it with avodim. What does Rashi say? Dume mishafion, lo yom mishukote, so won't be quiet, etzloi, shemo yetze olav iru. Ve'ein apetropin rashoin lohitzi avodim lacheiros. An apetropis is not capable of being meshacher an eved. Avo moichin oisan lacheirim, v'acheirin moitzin oisan lacheiros. But they sell them to others, and the others can be moitzi lacheiros. Rabbi Yomer, Yomer Ani, Afu Noisein Dmei Atzmai V'yoytze, Bibnei Shuhu Kemoichrei Loi. Now there's a Moirdike Machloikes Rishonim Pshat in this Gemara. Rav Rishonim Loi, not like Rashi. We had a Teisvus Taf Lamed Chesamed Beis. The Meiker Adin and Apotropos is Abaylim on avodim, he can be mishacher them, he can sell them. But Chazal asked him to be mishacher them because it looked like he's mezalzel be nichse yisaimim, he's mishacher and eved. So mamele they asked shicha the only one matter memker, if it's lahachil, but that's why they asked shicha. Shicha looks like he's mezalzel be momen ha yisaimim. Now Rashi said this before also by a Gizba, and Rashi says this here also. What does Rashi say? He can't be like Tzion Lecheres. Afilo ein ha-yisaymim nifsodim, shavodim boim lifteis atzman bekeset, shenoisnim lahem acherim amanashen li-yisaymim rishus. But it's not speaking about a shichol without money. It's a shichol ha-yidei kesef. So the yisaymim aren't losing anything. Afilo hochi ha-yisaymim sherei en gufon koni lahem l'shacharon. Because they don't have a kinyan aguf. Rashi seems to say they don't have a kinyan, only have a kinyan moment. They don't have a kinyan nisa, so they can't be mishachadah. Avol moichen oisom lacherim, letakonis ayisayimim, kegoyin lahachil, alikachsodois, vacherim metzien oisom. Voisom acherim, shoyeroitz, losos lemakesav, livteis atzman, Heim Yikrum, the Acherim, who wanted to be paid to them, they purchased them, but you knuyim lehem, v'achar kach yishacharu. So the Rishonim ask on Rashi that it's very schwer. If Rashi says that the apotropis is not bekoyach l'shachar, because he doesn't have a kinyan goof, he only has a kinyan moment, so a chain is as strong as the weakest link. So if he doesn't have a kinyan aguf, so he sells it to Yena. So Yena doesn't have a kinyan aguf. So how could Yena be mishachel? What happened over here? So the Yelas HaShachel wants to say as follows. He wants to say that in Mecher, he says, Mecher, when you sell a Nevekanani, the Kinyan Haguf is not sold. The Kinyan is in the Kinyan Mame. And the Kinyan Haguf becomes Nigra with the Kinyan Mame. That means, so if the Uchichol works directly with the Kinyan Haguf, you have to be Meshacher, the Kinyan Haguf, and the Kinyan Mame. So, he has a koyach to sell. He has a koyach ha-mechire. And the koyach ha-mechire wants to say, so the mechire tutzach with the kinyan momin. It's not a direct mechire on the kinyan aguf. And the kinyan aguf becomes nigra with the kinyan momin. And that is a koyach to do. But to be meshacher, he doesn't have the kinyan haguf to be meshacher. But the Kinyan Haguf will become Nikna through the Kinyan moment. That's what he wants to say, Pshat and Rashi. And Rabbi says, Rabbi Oymar, Ani afu noisin d'mei atzmoi v'yoytze m'bneishu kemoi choyloi. And Rabbi holds you could be Meshacher derech mechire. V'acherem etzino, Oymar, Ani kishem sherashoim l'moi chon l'acherem, Kachem Rishoim Lekabala Kesem Yadaevet Atzmoy Betoiras Mechira. It's a very interesting concept. It seems as a machloik, as Rashi said before, and Daflamet Chesem at base, there's two types of shichel. There's a shichel derech pidyin, there's a shichel derech mechira. We have to know klor exactly what Neshemoicha Gizbal Asmashem Shachalim Kalachirim. Al-Kaponim Rashi seems to say that Rebbe held that there's a shichel derech mecher. Mecher, an apotropos is bekoyach to sell. And there's a shichel derech mecher. That's what Rebbe held. And the Chumim hold shichel is only derech pidyon. And to do something with the kinyan aguf that he doesn't possess, it only is nigra anach the kinyan mama, but he can't make a meiser shich on the kinyan aguf. That is what the chachamim are. That's what the Yelos HaShachar wants to say pshat and Rashi. V'tzorech l'chashev imoem b'achoin. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer einoi tzorech. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi says, Ma'achroine kshe yigdolu, yechashe v'imoem, וישובה שלא נשאר ביודוי כלום. Now, Dachsach Mir, Rashi is saying as follows. I think Rashi is saying, there's two things. We hear in the Mishnah, we hear in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, Apetropish minu avi yisaimim, yishova, minu bezdin, lo yishova, abisholoim chilof advo. That what? Minu bezdin, yishova, minu aviv, lo yishova. Fine. That is, so we have here a machlokes when they swear. Now, l'chayre, that's how it would seem to me, the Rosh doesn't seem to learn like this, but maybe the Maram Shif learns like this, that b'tzorich l'chashiv imon b'achayne is a that you have to make a cheshbon with the yisoymen lo achabachayne. That means that after he was an apotropos for them until they became gedolim. So kshayigdalu yichashiv imoim. So I think yichashiv imoim would mean that means when he became an apotropos, there was $1 million in the yerusha. Now when he became gedolim, there's $1,000 left. So they start blinking. What happens? He has to give a cheshbon. I mean, he did this, and he has to give them a cheshbon of how he took care of the yerusha, how he made such. Anyway, he has to give a cheshbon. Yichashiv imoim. Then Rashi Dachsamil says, "V'yishova shlo nisha biyodei klum." They say another thing. A cheshbon is, but maybe he siphoned off some of the Yerusha money for himself. Is the this investment, this thing, this and that. So he has to tell, he has to swear that Leinisha Abiyodei Klum. For myself, I never. So it's two different things. The Gemara's Machadash here, that besides the Shvuah that it says in the Mishnah, and that's what Rashi is saying. The cheshbon is not enough. I give you a cheshbon, finish. A computerized cheshbon, whatever I spent, finished. No, you have to swear also. A cheshbon is one thing, how you took care of the apotropsis. And then you have to swear that the Bishop Tikkun Olam, you didn't take anything for yourself. They're two different things. And could be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oymer, Einet Zoch, you don't have to make a cheshbon. Shvui could be, he's Moida. The Mishnah talks about Shvui. So it could be Shvui, there's no machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Rosh doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rosh seems to say that according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to swear. According to Rabbi, you do have to swear, so you have problems with the Mishnah. Basic Mishnah. Ein oisin apetropin noshim vavodim uktanim. V'minon avi yisoymim horishus biyodoy. Now, one does not make an apotropos noshim avodim ktanim, and Rashi says why? Noshim ein darkan lotzeis velovoi velitoyach. They're not mesugel to be an apotropos called kvuda basmela pnime lotzeis velovoi velitoyach. It's not their tchune, so they're not good to be an apotropos. Avodim ein nemonim. Some of you can't trust avodim. Ktanim ein bnei das. That says further, v'minon avi yisoymin, but what if the father appointed them for an apotropsin, or shus biyodei? Frekt the Rashbe, so it's poshet, what's the chiddush? If the father appointed them, say appointed them, so what's the chiddush? So the Rashbe says the chiddush is, later we're going to have in the sugya, what if Bezin sees that apotropsin are batching everything up. They're not taking good care at all of the nichsei yisaimim. So then Bezin is misalik apotropsin. So Meila, I would think, since these three sugim, noshim, avodim, ktanim, are inferior apotropsin, the father appointed them. But the fourth noshim, avodim, ktanim. So Bezdin should now interfere after the father died, and Bezdin as Aviyim shall Yisoyimim will get better apotropsin. So, and that, the Gemara says that no, the father was aware that Noshim Avodim Ektanim, Kozman, Besden doesn't see Beferish that they're being Mekalkul, the Nirsi Yisraimim, Stamazai, they're not so Mesugal. The father was aware that Noshim Avodim Ektanim, Vafal Pikain, he held that it's, took everything in consideration, he made them an apotropism, so Besden shouldn't interfere. That's the Chiddush, that, Vimin Avi Yisraimim Horshus Biyodoi. I saw on the Vayakev, he brings down that, I think the Yalos HaShachar asks, and Rav Shmuel asks, and Baba Basra, L'chayra de Nechosim B'chlau, after the father dies, he's B'chlau not a Bailam and the Nechosim, now they belong to the Yoshim. So how can he say, Yadeya, who should take care of the Nechosim? The Rashba wants to say another Girsa. There's another Girsa. The Girsa was the Iminon Avi Yisaimim Harshus Biyodon. That means if Bechayei Ha'ov, these people were managers, the Da'ishe, Neve, the Cotton, they were managers. So even though now the father died, not it was, so Bezdin can assume that if the father Bechayov held that these Anoshim Avodim Ktanim are competent managers, so Memela Bezdin is allowed to continue with them. They can rely on the expertise of Bechayov. Ahu apetrupis dahave b'shvivusei de Rav Meir. There was an apetrupis in the neighborhood of Rav Meir. He was doing things which the apotropos is not allowed to do. He was selling karkois and buying avodim. So Rav Meir interfered already. I mean, you're destroying the Yerusha of the Yisraimim. And he stopped him. Achvu lei bechelme, so Rav Meir acholim, ani larois ba'ata livnois. So the Marshal explains Pshat that they showed Rav Meir a posik. Min Hashemayim, they want that this Yerusha should taki get ruined. This Yerusha came through Gezel. This Yerusha came through Ribbis. This Yerusha came through Sheker. Faker, so Min Hashemayim, who was given into the lave of the apotropis, or they got, it was Ashkoch Protis, that this apotropis be Yedayim should destroy. So Melavos Mishu Zechariah, this is Min Hashemayim. Ani Laris Va'ata Livnois. Afilohochi Le'ashgichbo. That's Omar Divrei Chaloimis Le'malim V'loy Meridim. We have a Shulchan Aruch, Adayin Anan Yad Yisayim Anan, Anan Avim Shal Yosef. We have to take care in Himmel. So Memele Azbezim, we are Mechuyiv to see that Apotropos should be Ontlich. In Himmel they have cheshbonis that the money should get ruined. That's the cheshbonis in Himmel, but that doesn't take away our obligations. In Memele, we have to do our obligations. And divrei chaloyim is lemalam v'lemeri. Hanu beitrei, there were two people, the garubu sotan, that the sultan took them, twisted them around his fingers. The chol beishimshe have kominzi bahadi adodi. Every erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes, they got into such a fight. It was mamish meirdik, and it was already a chazok already. Now iklu rameya lohosam. So rameya came into this neighborhood. Ekvinu tlosa beishimshe. As he was there, three Bein Hashmoshes, and he made sure when the first loud word started to being said, he intervened in the middle, and he made shalom. And 3 weeks passed by, and there was no machlokes. Shomei, so he heard the sultan said, the koma, vei da afkei ramei elu gavre mi beise. That means the sultan was misoinen that... The mayor kicked him out of this place. He was already ados. The Mefarshim explained that, remember, we have to realize, it's not coincidental that Erev Shabbos is a very hectic day. There's a cheshbon like this. We have to know, batiznach misholim nafshi zener Shabbos, there's an inyan, it's ner is out sholem bayis, there's a murdik inyan, there should be sholem. Two malachim come Erev Shabbos, and which malach says, and whatever they see, it's a balkoche yayin la'omein, Shabbos, kol ha'koyis b'Shabbos, is maver the Gehenim. Shabbos, that's the makir kol ha'brochis, but ain't dover marzik broch el ha'sholem. If there's sholem, then there can be the broch of Shabbos. And therefore, the Erev Shabbos, there's many nishoynis in many ways that people should... there's many, the Chazal gave us many guidelines that there should be Sholem. And that's why the Nisyoyin is very great, that the Sotn Shtelzer, that there should be Machloikis Erev Shabbos. I once heard from the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zachai Lavoch, he said, what's a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha? So he said, a person that Shabbos Shuvah, he wants to do Shuvah, you have to work with a plan. You can't, I'll do tshuva, I'll be better. You have to do something practical to change yourself. So he told over a maise. He told over a maise that there were two neighbors, that each one had a very strong opinion. And they, when they used to go to shul, they used to meet one another, and they got into a conversation. And this one held like this one held, when they came to the shul, each one was fuming and bubbling, and that, this one, Hoigal Hashem Kitoim. I mean, the Shabbos already, the whole Shabbos was built already on the machloikis they had on the trip to shul. So, Bekitzer, I don't know, they made up or another, Godel told them, when you see one another, start saying Tana Rabon and Peter Bakhtayas. Well, what do you mean again over there? Because, so here, you can't talk out in the middle of Peter Makhtoires. So as soon as they went, they started saying, Toires was a gewaltig reich nechayich. They didn't speak, and Baruch Hashem. Well, Kaponim, again we see that, Psazoi, Leil Shabbos is a ps, Amirdike, Mesugeldike's man, Zalegnarayim Toiches, and that they should be Sholem. Ahu apetropis dave b'shvivusei the Rabbi Yeshua. He lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Dave komezabin ara v'zovin ture. He sold kakoins and he purchased shvorim. V'loi om alei v'loi midi. And Rabbi Yeshua Levi didn't tell him anything. Now that's wrong. Now we'll have to sell karka we had mentioned before. That the karka is less susceptible to destruction than a bal chai. So, sovolo ke Rabbi Yosi, the sanya omar Rabbi Yosi, miyomai le korisi, le ishti ishti, le shoiri shoiri, ala le ishti beisi, le shoiri sodai. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the whole Bei Shimshi shall Erev Shabbos, Shomei Lesotn de Koma, Bei the Afke mi Beise, Leishti Beise, Shekol Tzolche Abayis al Yodo Nasim, Vihi Iker Abayis, Vechein Shoer Ikroi shall Sode. What Rabbi Yosi was Machadish to Inyonim. Rabbi Yosi was Machadish that Aisha is not only Oimet, Letzolche Ishus, Ein Isha Ela Lebonim, and Isha is Oimid that the Tzolche Habayis is Nasim Al Yodo. That is her Tafkid, and therefore, when he wanted to say what she is, that's basic. That means that what the house runs, that's her responsibility and her accomplishment. The same thing Rabbi Yosi said, if you find a sode that's matzliach, that tvuas, roiv tvuas bekoyach shoyer, raf tvuas bekoyach shoyer, that you should attribute the hatzloch of the sode in the shoyer. The shoyer makes that the sode should be matzliach. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held, investing in shvorim is not, we're not being machlev, Sodais for Shvorim. We're investing in the Sade through the purchase of the Shvarim. Hanu yasmi dahave smichi gabi ahi safte. The way you say them, that they were saimach on a grandmother. That means they were memane the grandmother and apetropis. There was no minui from Besen, from their father. They went on their own accord to their grandmother. Havaluhu terso. So they had shvorim. Shokla, so she went and took the shvorim. Zvinti nelayu. And she sold it for them. She sold the shvorim, which is tamazay, you don't sell. There was no legitimate reason to sell. No, that she sold it. We'll see. So that she sold it. Also, kreivim lekame de Rav Nachman. So the kreivim came to Rav Nachman. Amrelei, my avidito de zoto. Who made her an apotropis that she could sell? That means, how did she get a power of attorney to sell? Omalahu, he says, what's your problem? Yisaimim shesamchu eitzel balabayis na. It says in the Mishnah, yisaim shesamchu eitzel balabayis. You don't need an apotropos should be appointed dafke through Besdin. The yisaimim themselves can appoint someone from an apotropos. Some emela, they made her from an apotropos. That's why she is bekoyach to sell. Fine. So then, The Kreuven came with another tiny. Vohoyaker. But you know, she sold the Shvarim, and now the Shvarim became much more expensive, so now we should be Mavatel the Mekach, because the Yisraelim are losing because of this. She sold it at a cheap price, and now they became more expensive. So Rav Nachman said, Bershus the Lekeyach Yaker. I mean, it sold already. Now it got more expensive, so what do you want? It's sold already. So they said, V'oloi nikiti domi. But you know, the lekech never gave money for it. He only made a meshicha. He made a meshicha and the shvorim, but he never paid for it. Amalohu, in kein hainu derav chaniloi baridi. Oh, that's a new parsha already. The Amar Shmuel, the Amar Rav Chaniloi baridi, Amar Shmuel, Nichse Yisoimim Hareyen Kehegdish V'loi Mikni Elo Bekaspo. That Nichse Yisoimim are unique, that even though by a Hedyet Meshicha is Koine, by Nichse Yisoimim if money was not given, so Meshicha is not Koine, so they can have Charot. You're right. So it was Neshaka, they can have Charot. Since it wasn't paid for yet. Let us see what Rashi says. The ishti beisi shekol tzochi abayis al yodo nasim vehi iker abayis chencher ikrei shel sodom. Mai avidata de zavna mimina apetropes. Who made an apetropes? Yisayim shesomchot nam. Vafo pi shaloi nismane choshim leik apetropes. Harei hen kehegdish tchsi venosan hakesef vekomloi lo shaychi bohu meshiche. By Hegdish, Pastor Meshicha, and Dach Smirashi says in Babakame, why isn't it Shaykh Meshicha? Because Lashem Ha'oretz Emloya, the gather of Meshicha is your Moshech Mershus Hamoicha. You can never be Moshech Mershus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashem Ha'oretz Emloya. So Memele, so therefore the only way you can be Koine Hegdish is with Kesef. I don't know if this is going to, Marshal Kuch's map, but maybe this is going now or later. Okay, so he said, Fakel, so they gave Aloche, that Yisoimim, you're not Koinem. From Yisoimim with Meshicha, you have to give Kesef. In Kozman, you don't give Kesef, you could be Chayza. Moshach, Peiri Miyasmi, if a person was Moshach Peiri Miyasmi, Iyakob, And it became expensive. Haino de Rav Chaniloi Baridi. So Mamil, that's Rav Chaniloi Baridi, that what? That Kozman, they didn't give Kesef, the Yisaimim could be Chayzer. Zoyl, what happens if it became, they made Meshicha, and they didn't give Kesef, and now became cheap. So now the Moichel wants to be Choyza. I didn't give Kesef. Now it got cheaper, so now he wants to be Choyza. Is lo yei koyach hedyet chomel mihegdish. So here we say, Anshuldik, you should gain from your Simon. That means Mashiach is koyna all the time by hedyet. After Mashiach, you can't be Choyza. We say by your Simon that if there was no Kesef, so they could be Chayzer the Toivosam. But if there was Mashiach and they don't want to be Chayzer, they zicha have the mile of Hedyit that after Mashiach you can't be Chayzer. Moshchu lekuchais me'apetrupsim, they were Moshech, so me'mele, so that's the din. So if the Yisayman, if it was Nisyaker, so the Yisayman could be Chayzer. If it was Huzal, The Lekeach can't be Chayza. Amshichu lohu peiri liyasmi. Now here, the Yisayimim, the first case was the Yisayimim, or an apotropsim or the Moichim, and they were the Lekuchis. Here's the other way around. Amshichu lohu peiri liyasmi. Iyakir. They made Mashiach, and now it became more expensive. So lo yekoyach hedyet chama mihegdish. So memele, now the moicher wants to have charote, was the yake. So we say no, just like by hedyet, after Mashiach you can't be chayza. So here by Yisrael you also can't be chayza. Zoyl. What happens if it became cheaper? Now here the Yisayimim are the Lekuchis. They made Mashiach, let's say it was sold for $10, and now, before they paid for it, it's worth $2. So now the Yisayimim want to be Chayzer. So the Mine, Hainu, the Rav Chaniloi, Baridi. That's what? That Yisayimim are in Kehegdish. Omalei Rav Shisha, Bereide Ravidi, Horoi hi ledidu. In this case, if we'll say that Yisayimim will be able to be chayzer, cause man, they don't give money, letayvosom, is the zimnin de mitztachi lepeiri veleke de yoivlu ad de yoivizuzi. That means this is not a taiva for them. Because if they're going to say that they, cause man, they don't give money, they could be chayzer, so people won't sell them if they don't have mezumendike money ready. So it's not worthwhile for them that they should have a schus chazore when they're the loikrim and they did not give money. Because then no one will ever sell it to them without them giving mezumendike money. One second, I skipped. One second. No, I skipped the Gemara before. Oh, I skipped the whole Gemara. Chamrei de Rav Neukve Yasma Mashu Ba'arbo Arbo. I skipped the whole Gemara. Now, I really don't know the Teichwert over here. The story was that they purchased from the Apotropsin of Rav Neukve Yasme, I don't know if this was the Yosem of Rav Neukve, or he was a Yosem. It's very unclear. But Mashchua, they were, the Loikrim were Moshech Barbo Abo. They were Moshech Chavisin of Yain for Abo Abo. The Yaker become Beshite Shite, Oslakame de Rav Nachman. Amaloi Haine de Rav Chaniloi Baidi. Get the same Aise, the Omer Rav Chaniloi Baridi Amashmu, Nirse Yisoymer and Kehegdish, Bloy Mikni, Elo Bekaspo, so Memele the Yisoymim can be Chayzer. Rashi says, Moshchu Lekuchis Ma Petropsim, Barbo Abo, Achovis, each Chovis was Abazuzim, Mr. Man. Lo Yekoyach Hedyet Chomo Mehegdish, this is the other way around, if it became Zol, and the Lekeach wants to be Chayzer. Kol Hedyet, Amoicha Yachal Arzabe, Kozman Shle Moshcha Lekuchis.
אבל אם מושך ליוכל אחזה, בכל שכן אלו שהם כהקדיש, ולייפו כוח אסום כהקדיש, ולוי להרוס כוח. הרוס כוח, תראו נבדין אף הקדיש. המשיכו לו, so that we learned, המשיכו לו פרי ליאסמי, they sold פרס to יוסם, here the יוסמים were לויקם. So אי יעקב, המשיכו מויכם, פרי ליאסמי, שהיסיימים מושכו פרס מאחרים, ולא נוסנו דומם. I have a stickle ha'or over here, that it's a missile modne, that the Yisoyimim made Meshicha. Chay Yisoyimim Aktanim. Before, Rashi said, Mishcho lekuches mi apetropsim. Apetropsim, some of them were told them, Leich Meshich HaKni. But here Rashi says, the Yisoyimim Moshru Peiris Macherim. It's a missile modne, b'chlau, the thinking, maybe it's Putus also, Memkor and Memkor. Anyway, she said, "Me mashru peres machirim loy nos no domi." Iyaka now became more expensive. V'roitzim hamoichze moichrim larzo mishum dekinyan yisaimim bekesef. So the ma'aser the yisaimim did not give kesef. So he said, "Loy koyich hedyet chomo mikoyich hegdish v'kimin di yimshicho lahedyet loy hodri." If an hedyet would be moishich, you wouldn't be able to have charote. Hashte koshkein de loyhodri, sabad givis by yisoimim. You can't have charote if it became more expensive since they made a meshiche. So here he said, Amalav Shishma Redavidi, Horohi Leditu. That means if you'll say that there will not be koina with kesef, if we'll say that there will not be koina with meshichim, and therefore if it became zol, they'll be able to have charote, so memele, they lose it. So even though in this case it's a teivosam, but bederech klal, they're losing, because people will never sell them they want them to zoom and take money. The lack of the yovlu are the yovi zuzi. So it's a little bit further. Yovi, yasmi, zuzi, aperi. What if they, the yisaimim aloikrem, and they gave money, lo yekoyech hedyet choma mina hegdish, became cheaper now. So just like Mois Enem Koines and the Lekeich could be Chayzer, is Leyekeich Hedyet Chama Mina Hegdish, so Memele, the Yisaimim could also be Chayzer if it is Huzal. Okay, right, it's a little bit more complicated, so we'll stop here.